Now, a former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, says the lack of checks and balances in the administrative system makes it easy for public office holders to embezzle funds from the public purse. Mr. Kandapa noted that the public financial system is susceptible to manipulation and it becomes easier for people to divert citizens' hard-earned monies into personal pockets. According to Mr. Kandapa, it is not surprising that public officers and politicians entrusted with public funds steal from the state purse. Mr. Kandapa, who is also a chartered accountant, was delivering in Accra the 6th annual lectures of the Audit Service. Irabna Paha reports.
The annual Audit Service lecture takes its roots from a workshop in 2006 which adapted the idea to project the image and presence of the Audit Service as well as its works and roles regarding public financial management in Ghana. The lectures assembles professionals from the world of finance, accounting, auditing and banking. This year's lecture brought together auditors from both the formal and informal sectors. Speaker after speaker touched on the responsibility of public office holders in the management, protection and accountability of public funds. A former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, said public funds will be effectively protected if checks and balances and accountability mechanisms are respected and adhered to.
Public sector financial governance in our country has been very, very poor. And the result is the widespread corruption that public offices and politicians who have been entrusted with public funds should steal from the state purse. We probably cannot eliminate all types of corruption, but for sure, we can eliminate the type of people that has been the bane of Africa's development, of manipulating the public financial management system. We therefore call for greater accountability in the form of checks and balances in the administrative system to stop them from dealing. So we've had these advices over the years. And indeed, the premise of our 1992 Constitution also recognized the need for effective oversight over public resources in the hands of the executive.
Mr. Kandapa said governments since 1993 have demonstrated less commitment to approve budgets by politically enticing projects that are not approved by the legislature and are therefore illegal. Both the Auditor General, Richard Kwate Kwoti, and the Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Kweku Ajimainenu, said the media and civil society have not played their watchdog role effectively to hold the government and its appointees accountable. But the chairman of the National Media Commission, Ambassador Cabral Blayamihie, disagrees. He said the non-existence of a law such as the Rights to Information Bill hinders efforts by the media to effectively execute their mandate.
Has the media of Ghana indeed played the prescribed watchdog role of holding government and agencies accountable over the years? Is the media of Ghana well equipped to undertake this national duty? The media has indeed played a very modest role in this regard. From the sale of Ghana Telecom, collapse of Ghana Airways, and the establishment of the Ghana International Airlines, to controversies over Jida and Sada matters, the media has promoted public awareness and provoked debate on how we manage public funds.
The Controller and Accountant General, Grace Azuri, Chairman of the Audit Service Board, Eric Yanka, representatives of the Finance Ministry, Attorney General, and the Speaker of Parliament all spoke on the roles their respective departments are playing to protect the public purse.